Let us turn to the Word of God in the book of Numbers, chapter 8. And just as you're turning there, could I just say to Ron and Raima, half of Vivian and myself, our best wishes for the future. Some months ago, I was saying something at Mr. Murray's farewell in Cumber about the fact that he was moving, Bangor was vacant, and now Newton Ards is vacant. Have I said something? But we do wish you well, and we trust that the Lord will bless you. Thanks for all the fellowship we've had over the years. And I know you're actually moving nearer me now, because I live in Lisburn and you're going to Moira. And no doubt our love of the game, with 11 players on each side, will draw us together on occasions, as well as the Lord's work too. Numbers chapter 8, and reading together from verse 22. "And after that went the Levites in to do their service in the tabernacle of the congregation before Aaron and before his sons, as the Lord had commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so did they unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, This is it that belongeth unto the Levites, from 25 years old and upward. They shall go in to wait upon the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. And from the age of 50 years, they shall cease waiting upon the service thereof, and shall serve no more, but shall minister with their brethren in the tabernacle of the congregation, to keep the charge, and shall do no service. Thus shalt thou do unto the Levites, touching their charge." Amen. And we know that God will bless the reading of his word.
I'd like to thank Mr. Smiley for reading the scriptures for us. And just keep your finger in that portion of scripture, because that's what we want to refer to this evening. But I do count it a great honour to be able to take part in this service tonight. And we do rejoice in our brother's ministry. We thank God for the talents that God has given him and for the great knowledge that he has. Reverend Trevor Baxter often speaks about the time when Mr. Johnson spoke about this wonderful volume that he had found in a bookshop, and Mr. Baxter thought, well, it's some volume of theology or a commentary, but it was the history of the Pony Express. And no matter what you want to talk about, our brother has some knowledge of it. But as you've heard tonight, I'm not going to rehearse over it, our brother has given great service to our presbytery. He has been, at this present time, he's convener of the Publications Committee, but he has served as deputy moderator and as moderator. And as Mr. Murray has said, he was moderator at a time when our church was going through a transition, and God gave the Lord's servant great wisdom, and he has endowed him with that wisdom, and we rejoice and thank God for what God has done through his servant. He has been the minister in charge in Carrick, in Clare Valley, Monieslane, Armagh, and here in Newton Ards. And on behalf of the presbytery, I would ask our brother just to come, and I'm going to pass on this gift to him. On behalf of the presbytery, we thank you for the service that you've had down through the years, and we look forward to having more service in the days that lie ahead. Now, I'm going to have to explain about this. When he opens that, there's only a card in it. And before he talks about the stingy presbytery, it used to be that when you handed over these things, there was a check in it. But today, you have bank transfer. So the gift will be transferred, either it's in his funds already, or will be in the next few days, just in case he thinks that we're stingy or the check's not in there. Our brother has emphasized that I need to be short tonight. And you need to listen to what you're being told, and you need to heed what you've been told. So I'm going to be short tonight. I heard, just reading today actually, about a couple of hunters that were out hunting in the United States. And as they were out hunting, one of the hunters dropped, collapsed on the ground, and his eyes glazed over, and the man, the other hunter, he's dead. He thought he's dead. So he got the phone, the mobile, and he phoned 911. And he got on to the operator, and he said to the operator, he said, "My colleague, my friend, he's dead. He's dead." And the operator said to him, "Now, calm down." He said, "The first thing that you need to do is to make sure that he's dead." So there was a silence on the phone for a little while. And then there was a gunshot. And then the man came back onto the phone. "Okay," he said, "what will I do now?" So you need to listen to the instructions. But let's just turn to God's precious word, to the portion of scripture that we read in Numbers chapter 8. And let's just unite together, please, the throne of grace and prayer. Our loving God and our gracious Father, we thank thee for the opportunity that we have of coming into thy presence. We thank thee for tonight. We thank thee for the note of celebration. It is a poignant meeting, but yet, Lord, we thank thee for what thou hast done through thy servant down through the years. And our God, as we come to the end of our meeting, we come to God's precious word. And as preachers, it is the preaching of the word that is central for us. And we thank thee that in every service we can come and find a word from God. We pray that it might be a word from God to every heart this evening. We pray that it might be a word in season to each and every heart. And so, gracious God, we pray that thou wouldst bless and be with us now, and come and shut us in with thyself. For it's in Jesus' precious name that we'd ask these things. Amen. Amen. Down the years, Mr. Johnson has done a number of series in different churches on the tabernacle and also on Israel's high priest. And Ms. Johnson made a wonderful model that's in the minister's room here. And Mr. Johnson is able to point to the different parts of the garments of the high priest of Israel. And I thought it would be appropriate tonight, seeing we're at a retirement service, to think about the retirement of the Levitical priests here, because there was a retirement for the Levitical priests. Sometimes you hear people say that there is no retirement in the Bible, but with great delight we can bring them to this passage of scripture and we can say that there is a retirement plan that God has. And in Numbers chapter 8 and verse 25, the passage here in the Bible specifies an age limit to the work life of the Levitical priests. We find that when they were strong enough at the age of 25, they took up the labours there in the tabernacle, and a lot of it was heavy work. They had to carry the parts and the furniture of the tabernacle and the offerings and the animals that were to be put upon the offerings. So it was heavy work in many ways. And also part of the work of the priest was to examine those that came with uncleanness. For example, leprosy, to see what it was that was wrong with them. The Bible gives the things that they were looking for. And in those days, you didn't have glasses. And when you reached about the age of 50 in those days, you probably really couldn't see what you were doing. Our brother doesn't have glasses tonight, but in those days, probably, it came to the time when the man had to step down. And there's no universal age for retirement in the Bible. We think of how Moses started when he was 80 years of age, really. Or you think of Abram and how he was 100 when Isaac was born. And we recognize that the Bible speaks about different ages for retirement. Nevertheless, there is that time when we have to take the back seat. And I thought tonight we would just look at what the Bible has to say about retirement, just very simply for a few minutes. And the first thing that I want you to notice here is that the priest was honored. You notice the fact that the priest service, when it came to the end at the age of 50, it had been hard, it had been difficult. And I think the Lord recognizes the difficulty here. He knows what they have had to endure, and he knows the frailty of man. And so there is this provision to step down, and God really is recognizing what these priests have been doing. And we come tonight to recognize what the Lord's servant has done down through the years. And I want you to see that the priests here, as they were in the Lord's service here, you can see some of the things that they did. And the first thing that you can see is that they did serve, that there was service. If you look at verses 40, if you look at chapter Numbers chapter 4, and look at verses 46 and 47, it says, "And all those that were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron, the chief of Israel, numbered after their families and after the house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years old, everyone that came to do service of the ministry and the service of the burden in the tabernacle of the congregation." So here is the first thing. You notice the word service. And our brother has been the Lord's servant down through the years. He has done the work of the ministry. And we recognize our brother's service tonight. Much has been already said about his work in the different congregations that he's been in the work that he's done overseas, Papua New Guinea, done there, and particularly when Dr. Paisley stepped down as moderator and her brother became the moderator of Presbytery for 4.5 years. And we've already heard about his ability. We've already heard about his great knowledge and his great wisdom that God has given him. But what an honor it is for any minister to serve the Lord. We serve the Lord today. We preach his word. We stand for him. We preach the gospel. And that is a mighty privilege that God has given to every servant. Thank God for those who serve the Lord, not only in the ministry, but in the Sunday school, in the children's work, and whatever part you have, that is a wonderful honor that God has given you to serve him. Are you serving him, child of God? Are you seeking to further his kingdom? Are you seeking to reach others for the Lord Jesus Christ? And we see something of the service. But then I want you to notice that it mentions the sacrifice. In 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verses 10 and 11, we read about Abijah speaking to Jeroboam of Israel, who had set up the false worship. And really what we have is what is called the Sermon of Abijah. And one of the things that he said was, "The Levites wait upon their business, and they burn unto the Lord every morning and every evening, burn sacrifices and sweet incense." So very central to the work of the Levites was the sacrifices, the burnt offerings. And they would carry the wood for the offerings. They would order the animals for the offerings. And really what they were doing was that they were pointing forward to the great sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ would make on the center cross of Calvary. You know, the burnt offering was really the most complete of the offerings. The animal was fully consumed in that offering. For many of the other offerings, either the Levites or others would take part of the offering, and so it was only a partial offering. But thank God that the Lord Jesus Christ, and he died at the time of the evening sacrifice. He died on the cross of Calvary at the time of the burnt offering. And our Savior made one full, complete, never-to-be-repeated sacrifice there on the cross of Calvary. And as the Levites, their business was to do with the sacrifice and the offering and the shedding of the blood, so it is the business of every minister of the gospel to make much of the blood and to preach Christ and to tell others about the sacrifice. You see, in the burnt offering, they would take the blood and they would apply the blood. And dear friend, I wonder tonight, are you washed in the blood? Has the blood been applied to you? That blood that was shed on the center cross of Calvary. That blood that was shed that you might be redeemed. Are you under the blood tonight? Do you know anything about the cross work of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ? That's what our brother has been proclaiming down through the years. That's what our brother will still proclaim. And he would want you tonight, if you have never come and put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, to come tonight in this meeting and find him whom to know as life eternal, our brother's Savior, and that you might come to the cross and be washed in that precious blood of the Lamb. We preach Christ and him crucified. And that has been our brother's business, and that's the business of any true minister of the gospel. Something else that was the business of the Levites, it was supplication. We read in 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 27, they were involved, of course, in the altar of incense, but it says in that verse, it says, then the priests, the Levites, rose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came up to his holy dwelling place, even unto heaven. And in the ministry, there's the great place of prayer. Our brother has been saying that maybe he should have prayed more, and every minister would say that, every one of us. But our brother has been a man of prayer, and he's been praying for you. He's been praying for you, some of you, that you might be saved. He's been praying for you, some of you, that you've wandered away. He's been praying for some of you in your illness, some of you in your sickness, some of you in your days of sadness. He's been praying for you. And God answers prayer. And it will be a wonderful thing, dear friend. I wonder what it is that he's been praying about in your life. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if that prayer was to be answered for you tonight? There's a deep bond between pastor and people. And part of that is the burden that we have as we bring our congregation to the Lord at the throne of grace. So we see here that the priest was honored. But then something else I want you to see at the retirement, the burden was eased. Because here were these Levites, and with all their heavy duties and all the heavy lifting, and God made the provision here in love, in care, for their retirement at the age of 50. And they needed the burden eased. They couldn't carry on this physical type of burden that they had. There's not much other mention of retirement in the Bible, actually. Because they didn't run their society the way that we do in this day, where we have sort of phases of our lives. But we do have mention of the older men sitting in the gates of the cities. And they would dispense their wisdom. And they would be there to help others. And here was something of the older men helping the others. But you know, as we come to later on in life, one of the things that we are given by God is the blessing of time. You know, when we're younger in life, there is much business, and there is the bringing up of the family, and there are so many things to be done. But you know, very often anyway, I don't know whether this will work or not, because most of our ministers are retired, said they're busier than ever. But nevertheless, one of the things that God gives is the blessing of time. Time to sit back, time to look, time for family, times for the things that we missed. God gives the blessing of time. He also gives the blessing of honor. Because in the Bible it speaks of the honor that we give to old age. It says in Leviticus 19 and verse 32, "Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man, and fear thy God, I am the Lord." We live in a society that is all about the young today. But there's a wisdom in old age. There's a wisdom that comes with experience. And we should never despise that or neglect that or in any way put that to one side. And we come to honor God's servant for what he has done, for the place that he has taken in the battle for Christ. And we honor that tonight. But there's not only the blessing of time and the blessing of honor, but there's the blessing of care. Because all this is done because we have a God who cares. The psalmist was able to say in Psalm 35, verse 27, "Let them shout for joy and be glad that favour thy righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant." And we have a God who cares for us and loves us. Do you remember the disciples when they had been sent out by the Savior and they'd gone out to minister and they were preaching the word and they were casting out devils and they were healing the sick and they came back all full of enthusiasm to tell the Lord what they had done? And what did the Lord say? "Come ye apart into a desert place and rest a while." He knew they needed rest. Remember after the resurrection, and when the disciples had been all night out on the sea and had caught nothing, and they had been so disappointed in what had happened, and we read that Jesus drew near, and he was going to speak to Peter and deal with Peter. But what did he do first? He made them breakfast, and he said, "Come and dine," because he knew of their needs. And I have a God who cares. You know what it says? It says in Isaiah 46 verse 4, he says, "And even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you." I have a God who carries me. I have a God who puts me under his wings. I have a God who surrounds me with his love. A God up in heaven, but a God who looks down upon me and knows my need and cares about my need. That's a mighty God. A mighty God. So we see that the servant is honored. We see something of how the burden is eased. But then I want you to see how the duty has changed. Because while the Levites here were to leave aside the heavy burdens, that did not mean that they were at ease. Look at what it says in verses 25 and 26 of the portion. It says, "And from the age of 50 years they shall cease waiting upon the service thereof, and shall serve no more, but shall minister with their brethren in the tabernacle of the congregation to keep the charge, and shall do no service. Thus shalt thou do unto the Levites, touching their charge." So retirement was not the end of the Levites' work. The purpose was not to remove productive workers out of the service, but to redirect their service. And after the retirement, what were they to do? It says they were to minister with their brethren in the tabernacle of the congregation and to keep charge, and shall do no service. Now Matthew Henry says about that, and I quote, "They shall minister with their brethren in the tabernacle to direct junior Levites and set them in, they shall keep the charge as guards upon the avenues of the tabernacle to see that no stranger intruded, nor any person in his uncleanness. So there were two things. The first thing was to mentor the young Levites. Age gives wisdom, usually. Age gives that understanding, experience. And God has given the Lord's servant plenty of that. And my, what a wonderful thing it is to help those who are starting off in the ministry and to help them to give advice, as your brother has done down through the years, but to do that, to help in that way. Not only were they to do that, but they were to guard the way to the tabernacle. They were to, with their experience, see the dangers, see what was coming down the road, to see those that would come and they might defile the tabernacle by entering in. And by their experience, they knew what to look for. They knew all the tactics that the enemies might have, or those that would seek to defile the tabernacle or the temple might have. They knew. So with their wisdom, they had this role of guarding the way to the tabernacle. And you know, we don't dispense with the advice and the wisdom of those that have retired. We just redirect them. And God has redirected our brother. But you know, retirement can be the most blessed and satisfying period of a person's life if they use it well. Sometimes in society today, older people, retired people are sidelined. We shouldn't do that. We shouldn't do that. But God has given our brother wisdom and understanding. And God has still a ministry for our brother to do. He's just redirected. But you know, his purpose is still the same. His aim is still the same. It is to exalt our blessed Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is to uplift the one who loved him and gave himself for him. We look back and we wonder where the years have gone. Years pass on, and the older we get, the more they pass on. And the swifter they go. But as been said very often, only one life, 'twill soon be past. And only what's done for Christ will last. Dear friend, life is passing on for you. Even if you're young tonight, life is passing on. And the Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? It won't matter in the end of the day what big a house you have, or what type of car you have, or what position you've reached in the company. What'll matter is your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. What is your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Come to him tonight, the God who loves, and the God who cares, and the God who saves. May he save you by his grace if you don't know him, and may God bless his word and write it upon our hearts. Amen.